Welcome. This afternoon I have Tim Chu, VP of External Affairs for UBC's AMS, in the studio with me. Thank you for joining us today, Tim.
Thanks for having me.
And I just had a few questions today about what students can expect during the Olympics. So to start, I was wondering if you could maybe just walk us through, you know, exactly what's going to be happening. We have that 2-week reading break. And so what can students expect, you know, if they're living off campus, living on campus?
First of all, I just want to clarify that the AMS has no official position on the Olympics. We don't oppose nor do we support the Games, but we recognize that there are going to be impacts to students, and we're working with the university and the other appropriate bodies to sort of mitigate some of these concerns. Having said that, we don't necessarily know exactly what's going to be happening during the Olympics. We've been more or less kept out of the loop in the planning process. Students haven't really been consulted in this planning process, so we don't know. What we know so far, like you said, the reading week was extended from 1 week to 2 weeks. Same with the exam period. The exam period has been extended, and we know that the university will be scheduling exams more frequently. Another thing that we know is the closures of the roads. We know that the entirety of Westbrook Boulevard will be closed from, I think, 16th Avenue up until, like, Agronomy Road.
Wow.
Which is quite substantial, especially how, I think, 8 different buses go on that to get into UBC. We also know that they're going to have security zones that are that would restrict people from going into those zones. We know that they're going to have something called safe assembly zones, which are essentially protest zones for students that want to protest. We also know that the university is restricting signage in residences that are viewable from the Thunderbird Arena, which is the venue on campus, and any other overlay facilities, which are facilities that they're using for the planning of the Games.
Okay, well, thank you for that comprehensive description of what should be going on, or what we can expect, I guess, to say. You had mentioned that the AMS has kind of been left out of the loop, and so I was wondering if you could discuss that relationship that the AMS has with the institution, you know, as the student representative body, what kind of relationship you are experiencing with UBC and kind of the proxy with VANOC.
We've been in constant dialogue with the university. We've been asking them some of the questions in regards to the planning, and they've only been telling us things that have been finalized. So we haven't been in that planning process to mitigate some of the concerns that students might have. We're worried that, for example, the transportation plan that hasn't been released yet, students still need access to research facilities to tend to their crystals or whatever research they're doing, and we're scared that the university doesn't recognize that and students won't be able to access their research facilities because of road closures. Like I said, we've been in constant dialogue with the university. A lot of the times we've been trying to get into the planning meetings, but that hasn't really happened. They tried to restrict us with the confidentiality thing, saying that, yes, you can come to these meetings, but you can't tell anybody what we're doing. And we felt as the AMS that that was inappropriate because we have an obligation to go and tell our constituents, our students, the 45,000 students that we represent here at the AMS, what is happening. So we didn't feel that that was appropriate. So we chose not to sign that confidentiality agreement thing.
Okay. And that was a decision by the AMS as a whole.
Yeah.
Right. And so could we expect any further action that the AMS may take to continue this dialogue with the institution?
Definitely. Under my portfolio, I have hired an Olympics and Paralympics commissioner. He's the one that's sort of responsible with the dialogue for in regards to the Olympics with the university and other appropriate bodies.
Okay.
And we've been constantly asking the questions and asking where these security zones are going to be and what students can expect during the Games.
Right.